Genesis chapter 3, the fall. I often wonder what it must have been like to live in such a beautiful and perfect environment that God had created for the first couple to fully enjoy. There was beauty, provision, peace, and innocence. Everything was good. Enter sin, preceded by temptation and followed by guilt, shame, and fear. The enemy always shows us sin in an attractive way. He wraps it in a seemingly beautiful package, but its end is always bitter. There's a path that seems right to man, but in the end, it is the path to death. There are always consequences to our decisions. The human being tries to hide from God. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. How hard is it for us to admit our guilt? But God intervenes. He looks for the sinner. He meets us where we are, fallen, fearful, alone, and helpless. By providing them the skins, not only did he solve their immediate problem by covering their bodies, but locked up in the death of the animal was the image of redemption. No wonder John the Baptist would declare, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." The cost of redemption cannot be overstated. The wonders of grace cannot be overemphasized. Christ took the hell he didn't deserve so that we could have the heaven we don't deserve. By acknowledging my guilt and accepting that Jesus died because of me, instead of aggravating my guilt by the inexplainable grace of God, it brought me the peace of genuine forgiveness.